From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Investment bank J.P. Morgan upped its offer for Bear Stearns from $2 a share to $10. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. And Bob, what does J.P. Morgan get by raising this price?
Well, it hopes the acquiescence of shareholders at Bear Stearns to vote in favor of this deal. Over the weekend, one of the biggest shareholders at Bear Stearns, UK billionaire Joseph Lewis, was quoted in a British newspaper as saying that he was ready to hold up this deal. He told the Sunday Telegraph that there are two ways to block the deal, first by a shareholder no vote, second by litigation, and that he was prepared to do that. Well, I spoke to John Coffey, a securities law professor at Columbia University this morning, and he thinks the Federal Reserve agreed to this new deal because they did have some worries.
I think they did realize that there would be problems in getting the shareholder vote. There was an awful lot of trading in Bear Stearns last week. Some of it was by bondholders who wanted to vote in favor of the deal, but even the bondholders wouldn't mind a slightly higher price. And for the government, the ultimate threat was they would let the company go into bankruptcy and they would remove their support, and that would bring us back to where we were last week with the problem of whether or not this would have any implications for other investment banks as well.
So what the Fed is hoping and what J.P. Morgan is hoping now is that this removes any doubt about the deal.
Mm-hmm. And there was initial criticism, Bob, last week about the federal government's role, that it was essentially bailing out Bear Stearns because it agreed to buy part of it, at least the least desirable part, I guess. So does this mean the government will now have to pay more if the share price is higher?
Good question here, because this is one of those on the one hand, on the other hand financial stories. It's J.P. Morgan that's raising the share offer up to $10, and there were reports that the central bankers were resisting this move. We can assume that they were against it for political appearances. That is, the more shareholders get out of this deal, the bigger the federal bailout appears to be. On the one hand, the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, apparently negotiated to reduce the federal government's liability down by $1 billion. If you've been following this deal, you'll recall that when the Fed helped engineer this takeover weekend before last, it agreed to provide $30 billion of what it called special financing. Well, today, the Fed adjusted that down to $29 billion, and J.P. Morgan is going to assume the responsibility for the first billion of any losses that might result from this. So you can say that it's not as big a bailout, but on the other hand, the shareholders are getting more.
Mm. So it wasn't a done deal before this weekend. Now does it appear to be a final deal?
Maybe. J.P. Morgan also made a deal today to acquire about 40% of the company by buying newly issued shares. That means it's going to have to convince only 10% of the remaining shareholders to vote in favor of this deal. And the companies did point out today that Bear Stearns directors are going to vote their own holdings in favor of this sale.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.